So I apologise in advance for the wind on this recording. I've no spoffle out with me, and it's windy. I'm in the woods. I'm just doing an audio boo because I've realised it's Love Fresh's 1 year birthday today, and because I haven't done an audio boo for ages, and because I'm out on a walk with Poppy, and it's good to boo. I miss it. I've not been well enough to, sadly. I'm getting all the proper help and stuff now, but I've been told I should have been entitled to benefits all this time, so that's like, it's no help in terms of the past, but you don't retrospectively claim. I've never claimed a penny in my life for anything. I've always paid top tax and national insurance until this all happened. So that was really good. That was Claude's joined a carer's support network, and they have they have therapists and all sorts of things that help out people who look after people. And my status is basically chronically disabled. Chronically mentally disabled. Which is hopefully not a permanent state. But it does mean, with all the health services now, I've got like anxiety counsellors and stress therapist and two different psychiatrists. Oh, Poppy's in the river. Who all assure me that I can get to a point where I'm able to function properly and live properly and everything, and based on the fact that they say you've not just become bipolar, you likely have been bipolar most of your life, but it's got to the point where you've had this breakdown and it triggers more extreme forms of a subtler kind of bipolar presence. It's meant to be to sort of like celebrate the year of a year of Love Fresh, but I don't really know what to say about it because I don't really know what's happening with it. There was a problem with the security certificate, which expired on the site, and I couldn't afford to renew it, and we've renewed it. Well, to be honest with you, I'll be completely honest here, because I've been too ill to even like phone Jeff and stuff, so we've not communicated. I think Jeff might have fixed it, or I don't know. I've noticed someone checked in recently, and it made my day, but I've literally not been capable of functioning to work out what I needed doing and fix it. And I'm specifically told not to by my psychiatrist. So it's been hard to see it. I've cried myself to sleep a lot, thinking about all the hard work we put in and how it all, how much it contrasts with the position I'm in now, which is that I, feel a bit hopeless quite often and stuff. I did get an email today from Eon, of all people, about future homes. Apparently they've got a series starting on the television. They want partners for the site. They described Love Fresh to me as one of the most interesting and forward-thinking startups that they've come across, and one that they're really excited by. I just feel like I'd let them down if I take it any further, because I can't write business plans. I can't. Oh dear. Sure, anyway, I don't want to go into too much detail. I'm not very functional, basically. So I don't know what's going to happen, really. I've no money to put into it, and no. money to resource any staff. So in terms of even pitching it to people as a business, there's no way I can do it really, because we haven't got any staff. Yeah. It's not exactly a 1 year anniversary celebration, Boo, is it? I don't think I'll title it as such. I have not been on social media much. I managed to maintain a second persona as it's not a second persona. I've always been cult on the internet, but for gaming, and I still try and game, although most of the time I end up just spectating, just for one reason or another. But I love it. I'm watching, you know, a lot of esports on Twitch TV, and it keeps my mind busy, and it takes it off kind of other trains of thought that I might want to go off on. The more emails or voicemails or Twitter messages I don't respond to, the more the less I kind of tend to exist. I think not in reality, but I live in the middle of nowhere. You know, I've moved 200 miles from where my friends were, and it's beautiful here. It's lovely countryside, and it's the best place for me to be. But it does, you know, it can become blindingly obvious how ill I am when I'm here, just because of the clear lack of stimulus and stuff. I don't know. Claude's doing really well, which is really cool. She's been promoted twice since I last booed, probably. She's now the unit manager for CBBC. So she's moved away from single programmes and is now coordinating and managing all of the programmes. It's a really senior position. She's really chuffed. I'm really proud of her. You know, what would I do without Claude, basically? I think that's what it boils down to, ultimately. I haven't a clue where I'd be without Claude. So it's, I suppose, yeah. I think I'm just not going to make any more sense if I carry on, actually. I'm going to stop, but I'll try and do a boo and try and get back in touch with those of you that have sent me your best in the past. I'm trying to stick with enjoying my gaming part of my life, which has been a big part of my life. I always run game communities for the past 6 years or so, and I love it. It's the only contact I get with the outside world, really. When I go join Vent, and there's, you know, often 10 of my oldest, current oldest friends, you know, friends that I speak to regularly, who I've known for 5-6 years. So that's really, if I can get on, you know, bring myself to get onto Vent, it does me masses of good. If I can actually play a game, that does me so much good, wakes my brain up, and gives you that pleasure of play and all of that. I never thought I'd say it. I never thought it would ever get to the point where, you know, my mental health prevented me from playing computer games at times, but it does. Especially the multiplayer ones where there's other people, and that's a bit of a weird one. It's all a bit hard, really. I mean, like I said earlier, chronically mentally disabled is a fierce old definition or label or whatever. And I never would have imagined this is what it felt like to be that. Or rather, I would never have imagined that you can have many mental health problems but still be sane. in a vast chunk of your brain. And I think it's that that keeps me going, you know, the idea that that chunk's going to grow. Because I still have, like, when I've not been in a depression or, you know, I still have as many ideas for things as I always used to, still feel as creative as I always used to. I just have to curb any kind of enthusiasm because it's encouraging the cycle. Just as when I'm feeling depressed, I have to curb, you know, I have to do things, mental exercises and stuff that stops me getting too depressed. And, yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, at least I'm completing my diary. It is supposed to be a diary. It actually has the blessings of one of my therapists because he's a person who's teaching me about modern psychology, basically all the things I learned years and years ago, 20 years ago, are out of date now, and things in terms of how stress and mental breakdowns stack in your brain and how easy other experiences get tacked on along with them and feel different to how you'd normally perceive them, and how that's all reflected in actual brain chemistry. So this isn't just the woolly psychology of the 1980s. This is, you know, studies of the brain showing what's released when, and an understanding of all of that. And I think it kind of helps my understanding to know that it's actually, you know, chemistry, brain chemistry based, and that it's something I've always been predisposed to because of the way my brain's made, and all of these things, they help to understand things. Oh, and I've been reduced off the zombified medication that may or may not be a good thing. I may have to go back on it because it was a sort of sleep pattern helper, as in it knocked you out. I didn't like that because it also remained knocked out for the next day, but we'll see. I'm on half the dose I was, and I am sleeping, but just not maybe, you know, consistently. God, this is a fun boo for anyone listening. I've got, but hopefully, how long is it? I don't know, long, too long. The wind's died down, I've noticed, and it's actually nearly dark in the woods. Always amuses me that I can be so anxious or so, yeah, scared about so many things, and yet here I am. It's nearly dark. I'm in the middle of quite a large woods, in the middle of nowhere. It's just sort of the stereotypical place that I would have got scared maybe in the past, or maybe not. Maybe it's just the place some other people would have got scared in the past. But yeah, such stupid things in life can frighten the functionality out of me. But I can still manage to walk in the dark, scary woods on my own with my dog. So there's a plus side. And the more I try and recategorise things in my life that are experiences or thoughts, with the knowledge that they're stacking on top of the part of my brain that had mental break, you know, that was affected so badly by my mental breakdowns, the more aware I am of those things, the more I seem to be able to start to rectify my thought patterns around them, you know, and stop the kind of fight or flight response that that happens without our control, really. We can't control it, but we can control our perception of danger. I think that's the best way of putting it. And if you have less perceptions of danger, you have less fight or flight responses and less panic attacks and that kind of thing. So, yeah. That's all, really. I keep saying that's all. I really miss doing audio boos. I miss feeling well enough to, frankly. Uh, Yeah, anyway, I hope anyone who's made it this far, they're obviously someone who cares. And thanks for listening, and I hope you're all right as well. I really, if you're one of the people I haven't contacted, then I'm really sorry. And I haven't forgotten you at all. Haven't forgotten anyone, thankfully. Not that mad. Yeah, and I'm just hoping there's some progress, you know, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. Okay, signing off.